It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the LA Local Morning Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back this afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
The governor's been talking about these plans to Trump-proof California. He's actually in D.C. trying to get ready for that. Crews getting a better handle on the mountain fire. We do have the winds again today and tomorrow, though. But first, all these calls that are coming into 311.
Yeah, calls about homeless encampments up to the city of L.A.'s 311 line. People asking for help in their neighborhoods. But the call to 311 doesn't always equal results. Let's get more live right now from our John Baird.
They had 25,000 complaints across the entire city in the third quarter alone about homeless camp. The most here in the Westlake District. This is where MacArthur Park is located. They had more than 2,500 complaints from here alone. So the number of homeless people drops in L.A. and the number of complaints about the homeless camps has actually gone up. Now, I was talking to a couple at MacArthur Park who turned out to be homeless themselves. Do you see a lot of them, or are they all over the place?
I mean, they're not all over the place, I would say, and they're smaller than they were. We don't have a tent or anything. We sleep outside, so.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Have you noticed the number of people, homeless people, there are less in the area?
I feel like, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. I feel like they are housing more people.
But her partner says, yes, there are a lot of people being offered help, but not in a timely manner. And he noted that when they got moved out of a camp, they were told they had to leave. There was no one there to offer them any kind of shelter or housing. They say they're on a list right now. Koreatown, by the way, is next on the list with the number of complaints about homeless camps, followed by North Hollywood.
And while the calls for, again, into 311 for things like graffiti or bulky item pickups might be addressed fairly quickly, calls on homeless encampments can result in a court order to offer assistance and maybe move the homeless encampment along. But that can take up to 3 months or more to produce results, if any results.
The sheriff of LA County, Robert Luna, says, absolutely, I'm going to run again in 2026. He's denying these rumors that got going online that he's got some kind of medical issue. He told the LA Times, not true. No health issues. I'll absolutely be running for re-election. Union representing the deputies saying it's disappointing somebody would make up and then circulate these rumors about him. It was a former Long Beach PD chief, came out of retirement to run for sheriff 2 years ago.
The Mountain Fire. Here's the latest from KNX News, 97.1 FM.
It's 48% contained at last word, but it's going to be wind tested today. The battalion chief up there with Ventura County Fire speaking about it.
As we get into the Somas and the South Mountainside, no growth in the perimeter. Again, the systematic approach of gridding all those orchards and in between houses. The few smokes we had were mulch piles on the south side of the fire.
He said firefighters will be out there 24/7 to watch those hot spots. It's burned about 32 square miles.
Investigators looking into a series of suspicious fires started early Monday morning, yesterday morning, downtown L.A., 3:45 in the morning, 4:20 in the morning, different spots, South Fig and West Venice. Police believe somebody, was doing it intentionally. No injuries. They had to shut down a metro line for a time, though, as they got this cleaned up. No description or anything like that.
Looks like people leaving California and what some have described as the Great Exodus might be over, but there's a downside. Here's Karen Adams.
Fewer people are leaving California, according to recent census numbers, but people coming to make the Golden State their home is at a record low.
This is a very expensive place to live. I don't think that's news. And people who have economic troubles are often nudged out one way or another because this is just not a friendly place if you don't have a decent-sized paycheck.
Nevertheless, real estate analyst Jonathan Lansner talks about why the Great Exodus might be over.
You know, the latest numbers from the census, and now this is 2023 numbers, basically have the number of people leaving California at roughly the same level that we've had over the last 20 years. You know, roughly about 600,000 people leave. It's less than 2% of the state population every year. And just for those who think that sounds like a lot, that's below average nationwide.
California's exodus numbers are now not too far off from Florida, New York, and Texas. I'm Karen Adams, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
the governor in D.C. meeting with members of the Biden administration Congress. It's all about his plans to Trump-proof California. He's talking zero-emission vehicles, disaster relief. Of course, he called a special session back here at home. We're live now with Politico's California Playbook co-author Dustin Gardner.
Hi, Dustin.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So Gavin Newsom wasted no time following the election going after Donald Trump. As Mike said, he wants to Trump-proof the state. He's called for a special session. Is this trip to D.C. kind of dual purpose to hopefully get some support for California while at the same time flexing his future sort of presidential image?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. I mean, this governor, he waited, you know, it was just a few days after the election that he called the special session to ask state lawmakers to try to Trump-proof California in a variety of areas where he thinks the state might disagree with the Trump administration. But beyond that, I mean, yeah, this is a lot about the political future of Gavin Newsom and top Democrats in the state. I mean, his political future looked pretty dim a couple weeks ago when folks thought Kamala Harris might win the presidency. But now Gavin Newsom is very much back in the mix for 2028. And he's promoting himself as a leader of the national resistance from Democratic states to Trump 2.0.
Isn't there a wrench in that plan, though? I mean, people already said no to one California liberal. Why are they going to want the next California liberal?
I think that's the key question looking ahead to the next Democratic presidential primary in a couple of years. I mean, you're going to have people like the governor of Michigan, the governor of Pennsylvania, maybe Pete Buttigieg, the transportation secretary. It's a whole mix of Democrats from the Midwest, from more battleground states. So I think that is the tough argument for the governor is, you know, why would Democrats bet on another California progressive or more progressive leaning Democrat from California? But the counter side to that is that Newsom has a big campaign operation. He has a huge donor network, and he is in many ways more prepared to mount a major national campaign than a lot of these Democrats from smaller states.
What about the idea of a switch? Kamala Harris comes back to California and becomes governor, and Newsom someday becomes president.
That is very much in the winds. We're hearing people talk about that within political circles, the idea of would she run for governor? Would she consider that? And the truth is, it's really just way too early to say. I mean, Kamala Harris is still just, you know, I think we're, you know, recovering from what happened. We have no idea what her next act looks like. And there's already a very crowded field of potential candidates to run for governor in 2026. Gavin Newsom is turned out in only 2 years. And we have folks like outgoing Congresswoman Katie Porter is looking at it. State Attorney General Rob Bonta is looking at it. Lieutenant Governor Eleni Kunalakis is in the mix. And there's a whole pack of Republicans also looking at it. So I think it's already a crowded field, and I don't know. It's unclear if a vice president would want to come back and run for a state office.
All right, Politico's California Playbook co-author, Dustin Gardner.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
President-elect Trump has reportedly decided on his Secretary of State, and the election is over. Many people still stressed out. We'll talk more about that as 20 minutes of nonstop news continues.
We got a delay. A judge in New York delaying the ruling over for the president-elect's request to throw out the conviction in the hush money case because the Supreme Court ruling on presidential immunity happened after the trial. Judge says he's going to decide a week from today instead. According to emails filed in court, Trump lawyers asked for this postponement, called for freezing, ultimately dismissing the case so he can run the country. Jury convicted Trump back in May of falsifying the business records related to the hush money payment to Stormy Daniels.
The Trump transition, the latest from KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Yeah, he will reportedly nominate Marco Rubio as the country's top diplomat. CBS News reporter Libby Cathy is following the Trump transition from West Palm Beach.
It's not official until we hear from President-elect Trump himself, but sources telling CBS News Marco Rubio, the Florida senator, expected to be tapped for Secretary of State, the nation's top diplomat.
CBS has learned that Trump plans to nominate South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem as Homeland Security Secretary.
Is Trump going to eliminate eliminate the Department of Education?
On social media, President-elect Donald Trump has said the Department of Education at the federal level will be no more.
Closing up the Department of Education in Washington, D.C., and sending all education and education work and needs back to the states. We want them to run the education of our children, because they'll do a much better job of it.
The department was created in 1979 by then-President Jimmy Carter. Trump has also said that he wants to cut funding for any school that's teaching critical race theory. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Ruben Gallego has won the Arizona Senate race, wrapping up the 2024 Senate election results.
I'm a husband, a Marine, a father, and a proud Arizonan. And with the results we saw tonight, your next senator from the great state of Arizona.
The five-term House member and Iraq War veteran downplayed his progressive voting record and focused on his up-by-the-bootstraps life story, crediting his single mother who raised him and three sisters on a secretary's salary.
She worked night and day, all to give us a shot at the American dream.
Gallego attacked his opponent Carrie Lake on abortion and got more votes in Arizona than Kamala Harris, suggesting a substantial number of Arizonans supported Donald Trump at the top of the ticket and a Democrat for Senate. Gallego becomes the first Latino senator to represent Arizona and will replace independent and former Democrat Kyrsten Sinema. I'm Jennifer King.
Democrats, political consultants with the finger pointing, the explanation. So what happened with Harris? What happened with the Democrats?
The director of polling at Harvard's Kennedy School Institute of Politics, John DeLaVolpe, says the race could have gone the other way if Democrats had focused on getting 60% or more of younger voters to support them, a margin that has held for every Democratic victory in the last few national elections. What the Harris campaign failed to do was address younger voters' concerns.
I don't think that there was proper investment in understanding how to speak to them, what keeps them up at night, and really leveraging this moment to talk to them in an impactful way.
DeLaVolpe says his research showed that if as few as 1 in 100 young voters in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania had voted blue, the outcome would have flipped. While the Trump campaign found an investment over the last 2 years in reaching younger voters, especially men, in social media, paid off with needed margins in the battleground states. I'm Pete Demetrio, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
A lot of people still stressed out by the election. Kathy Whitman reports on some healthy distractions.
Many are anxious about what lies ahead after last week's election. UCSF psychiatry professor Alyssa Eppel says some people who voted for the president-elect feel the need to hide the fact, which can be stressful.
More common is a grief response that people feel the future is so bleak because it's 4 years of policies that they don't agree with.
People feeling they're in a dark cloud aren't alone. It's important to get back to getting in touch with the things that haven't changed.
The pleasures, the joys, the beauty in your life right in front of you, you still have those.
There are things that can't be changed.
This new reality is going to emerge, but right now, self-care is absolutely essential.
I'm Kathy Whitman, KNX News 97.1 FM.
Chiquita Canyon update. Could run out of space to accept new waste, new trash by February in landfill. And with all the smells, has been reducing the intake from 6,000 tons to 2,000 tons. Was denied permission by the state to expand, open up a new section. So in about 2 months, capacity is going to run out. Landfill's also been dealing with all these complaints, of course, about the odors and the health effects. Nearby residents and school kids, thousands and thousands of complaints. Hundreds of lawsuits have been filed. Another community meeting will be held later today.
A car went airborne and slammed into the roof of a home in Chino overnight. A couple inside sleeping. They heard that just after midnight, and investigators say the driver of a sedan was speeding, slammed into a retaining wall behind the home. The force of the impact caused the car just to fly into the second story. Huge hole in the side of the house. The main wall was also wiped out. A woman says they heard kids doing donuts in the streets, or some people doing donuts in the street behind their house late into the night. Was not hurt, fortunately. Four people in the car were taken to the hospital with serious injuries.
Spirit Airlines flight, hit by gunfire trying to land in Haiti. They diverted it to the Dominican Republic. There was that other plane, a JetBlue, that got back to New York and said, well, we got hit too. Live with more on this and some of the other dangerous flight zones around the world, KNX travel editor Peter Greenberg.
Hi, Peter.
Good morning, everybody.
I cannot imagine being on a plane that gets hit by gunfire, but people have to get to where they're going, to places around the world, and Haiti certainly isn't the only dangerous place that planes fly into.
No, but Haiti's been dangerous for quite some time. What people don't realize is that a lot of U.S. airlines have special protocols for their Haiti flights, which require that they get double fueled before they take off from Miami so that they don't have to refuel for the return flight in Haiti. They get double catered so that there are no caterers coming on the plane. Their flight crews and their cockpit crews are not allowed to get off the plane. They turn these planes around in about 40 minutes. They get in, they get out, no planes overnight. But that wasn't enough to stop what happened yesterday to two planes, one a Spirit Airlines plane taking off from Port-au-Prince that was hit by multiple rounds. They were able to divert with only one minor injury to the Dominican Republic. And then a JetBlue flight received gunfire. They continued on to New York. When they landed, they found out that the body of the plane had also been pierced by gunfire. Immediately following that, of course, all flights to Haiti stopped. The airport shut down. But it's not the only no-fly zone out there. We have airspace closed off over Israel and Jordan in parts of the Med near Lebanon. We have airspace closed off over Ukraine, and we have airspace, of course, closed off over parts of Russia and the Russian Far East. And what that means for passengers, other than safety issues, is your flights are going to be a whole lot longer because airlines have to do flyarounds, carry more fuel. And it's disruptive to everybody.
You can literally see some of this. You know, I'm always on the flight radar, the maps, looking where planes are going all over because I'm a nerd. But you can see where the flight paths, you know, are gone. Basically, there used to be a straight shot, but you can watch one plane go all the way around and go way up top and go down. And you think, oh, well, that's right. You can't go over Ukraine. They're not going over Russia.
How about this? They're not going over Iran either. So if you look at the map, so many flights did transit that airspace that no longer will for another reason. Insurance companies are no longer writing policies that will protect airlines in the fact that they have a problem if they're flying in those areas. So they're all erring on the side of caution, not to mention finance and diverting.
We talk a lot about air travel. Let's talk about train travel for a minute, because I saw something that said Amtrak was having a big sale, at least in the U.S., right?
That room with the bed, and it's got its own bathroom, and it only takes you 36 hours to get someplace.
How do you like train travel, Peter?
I love train travel as long as I'm bringing two books, because remember, Amtrak, as much as I love them, A, we don't have high-speed trains in the United States, and B, they don't control the tracks, which means their on-time performance is terrible. I haven't been on an Amtrak long-haul train ever that ever arrived on time because they're forced to pull over to a siding to allow a 100-car freight line train to come lumbering on through. So bottom line is, If you enjoy train travel and you enjoy reading,
you got the time. I mean, but look out the window, though. I mean, something like up Pacific Northwest, like it's amazing what you can see out there.
I'll give you a quick example. I was in Richmond, Virginia, and needed to get to LaGuardia, and there was only like one flight a day on Delta with an airfare that was ridiculous, like $800 in coach. They told me if I went down to the train station at 4:30 in the morning, the Silver Meteor was coming in. It sounds like a bad
name. Just so great, yes.
And I could buy a sleeper unit with my own bedroom, dining service for $175. And you know what? I went down to the train station at 4:30 in the morning. I was the only one there. The train pulled up. I got in. And at 11 o'clock that morning, after a wonderful rest and a meal, I pulled into Penn Station 2 hours ahead of the Delta Airlines flight.
Silver Meteor. All right.
If you've got the time.
KNX travel editor Peter Greenberg. Thanks.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.